There certainly is a lot of uncertainty in our world these days. How quickly things can change from last weekend when we were having public mass to today. It is a quick turnaround, and the world continues to grapple with this uncertainty that we have before us. There's so many questions to be asked. No area of our lives left untouched. Work, leisure, faith, where our food will come from, everything. Everything is being questioned. Everything is a little uncertain. And it is good that we have today the Solemnity of St. Joseph, because for St. Joseph, there was a lot of uncertainty as well. Every time it seems he turned around, there was a question left unanswered. You mean I'm supposed to take this woman as my wife, and I have no idea where she has conceived this child? I'm supposed to take her, a pregnant woman, to Bethlehem to be registered? I'm supposed to flee to Egypt with this woman and child to escape the envy of our ruler? I'm supposed to raise him as my own? I'm lost. Where is he? We saw him in Jerusalem, and yet now on our way back home, we have no idea where he is. And the one that's not scriptural, but the one that we should recognize as well too, is Joseph on his deathbed. How, Lord, can I be sure that everything that I've worked for won't crumble apart with my death? There with Jesus and Mary taking his last breath, how much more uncertain can it get? Knowing that he was charged with an immense task, and yet his life gave up on him. He was not able to see that through in the same way that Mary did. And yet God knew that. At the very moment that God asked Joseph to watch over this child and his mother, God knew all of it. All the ups and downs, all the uncertainties. And like Joseph, we can recognize that God is in the midst of this uncertainty. Not to downplay our uncertainty, I could imagine that Joseph had many sleepless nights and anxieties of his own. And yet he knew in his heart that God was with him. In fact, he had God right there in his midst. He was entrusted with something that was beyond his understanding. And sisters and brothers, we too have been tasked with something beyond our understanding, our own lives. The ups and downs, the uncertainties that come with both this reality, but also just daily life in general. The uncertainty of life has been magnified by the current events, but life is generally pretty uncertain. We never know for sure, day to day, what will happen, if we will see through that which we have started, if we will be like Joseph and lose our life before we've actually seen the fruition of everything that we've worked for. It is a recognition that human life is something much greater than the number of our days, than our capacity to live it out. That God's work is working through our actions, working through our prayers, working through the devotion that we have in our hearts. If we follow St. Joseph in these difficult days, we will be like him, a man with few words, a man of action, a man of integrity. Let us follow in his footsteps as best we can in these coming hardships, so that we may always know that God is indeed with us, and that what God starts, God will certainly finish.